Is it possible for a podcast to create world peace? Is it necessary? Is it something that would be good for the world? Because that is our mission here at the Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast. To create loving, kind, happy world where all this crazy stuff isn't going on all the time. But what do you know? What do you know, folks? There's never been world peace, and it's probably one of those things where if we do get world peace, it's probably worse than, you know, having some kind of... It would be like giving... It's the Borg, right? That's the Borg, I guess. So do we really want the Borg? I mean, every time I see a Star Trek movie, which is never, except for occasionally, like in a hotel, they'll be showing Star Trek 17, The Last Porpoise, or something like that. You know, it's always the Borg losing at the end because the Borg isn't fun. Isn't that always the problem with the Borg? It isn't fun. It's just the thing, you know? Anyways, let's not put such lofty goals on our beautiful, sweet little podcast that we have together, shall we, folks? This is for us. This is for us. We're having fun. We've got a great podcast today. This is episode 47, and we are going to listen to portions of the 3-something-minute-hour marathon set at the High Sierra Music Festival, I think it was July 1st of this past. So it was the end of our spring tour, which had 10 new songs in it, and so we had a lot of stuff to play. Really exciting. Also, folks, Twisted in the Road, by the time you're hearing this, Twisted in the Road will be out on Spotify and Apple Music and all the streaming platforms, YouTube, I think, as well. So please do me a favor and go to those platforms and listen to the song and rock out and like and favorite and share and all those great things. We want you guys to enjoy the music we're making right now. We want you guys to, you know, kind of help us do it on a grand scale. We need you guys to go out there, like and favorite everything and listen to it a bunch so that the streaming networks know that the biscuits are a real thing. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, you know, they just like the music that they are going to give you if you don't support bands like the biscuits. The music that you're going to end up with is just like, it's definitely made by a computer. You know what I mean? And it's definitely made by, and the computer has no ears. So it's made by a device that can't hear it clear. And it is what it is. Life is, we have a lot of different kinds of music in the world. Help the Disco Biscuits get through, survive. Help the Disco Biscuits play the kind of music for you that you like and go onto the networks and let them know. So this is the marathon set from High Sierra. People are saying it was the longest set in Disco Biscuit history. No way. I mean, we used to do like 4-hour sets. I mean, I guess since the Biscuits became like a larger band, since we became like a real act or whatever you would call it, you know. But what back in the fraternity house days where we used to show up and play people's parties, we used to just do marathon sets all the time. So, you know, that's just what it is. I like to party on Robert Savior's Discord. There's a shout out to Liz and Jess. I just added up the timestamp for the Nug Show, and Bonnaroo was over 164 minutes. High Sierra was over 165 minutes. It was nonstop. There's a conversation about whether that's the longest show of all time. It didn't feel like the longest show of all time. It felt fast. So there was something going on there. It was great. We're going to listen to it tonight. So welcome to the podcast. It is actually right now I'm recording this. It's like literally 10 a.m. I'm going to pack after this, and then I'm going to go to the airport. And then I'm going to fly to Indianapolis for the first of the Humphreys McGee Amphitheater shows. And there's 4 shows this weekend, 2 of which are at Caverns. And you guys know how much I love the Caverns in Tennessee. So it's going to be a really fun tour. Last week we released the Karina Reichman episodes of the podcast. We got a lot of great love about those. So thank you guys for that. And, everything is really exciting. You know, We are, I loved playing as Baba G. I loved playing as John Barber live band, and incredibly amped to play with the Disco Biscuits and putting out the songs that we're putting out right now. Who's in Charge has been streaming great. Twisted is coming out. We played a new song at the Biscuit Show called The Wormhole this past weekend, which I'm just like, it's in my head all the time. And then we have, you know, by the time you're hearing this podcast, we're going to have played two more new songs for y'all. So we're just like, we're stacking the new setup. So very cool. Karina Reichman just got announced on our transatlantic bill, so that would be good. And then, you know, let's just jump into this. I just want to share some love with Don Cody and DiscoBiscuits.net for all the love. And Crunk Mike really appreciates the work that those guys do, because Crunk's busy and he's trying to get this stuff done quick. And Don Cody is building DiscoBiscuits.net to be an awesome resource for all Disco Biscuit things. And also, if you are a programmer, Don is looking for some assistance. And I think it's probably, Don's a pretty good programmer, so it's probably a pretty advanced site. Might be a lot of fun to work on. If you're into that kind of thing, reach out to DiscoBiscuits.net and let them know that you want to do some programming. Yeah, it would be really cool. Now, let's go to our ad read real quick. We have our sponsors at Immaculate_Seeds. They are back again because we got a wonderful ticket giveaway going on with them. And we love this Disco Biscuits in St. Louis vibe thing that we're rocking with. So there's two pairs of VIP tickets. Here's how you can win. Hit up at Immaculate_Seeds. Immaculate Seeds. Hit them up on IG, mention touchdowns, and then get a free pack of seeds, and you're entered in to win the online giveaway. They have a bunch of accounts. They have at Immaculate Seeds, at Immaculate Spores, at Immaculate Cuts Direct, and they also have Grow Active Solutions in St. Louis and on Instagram. So Immaculate Seeds is a cannabis genetic and spore bank offering cannabis and hemp seeds, clones, and spores. Immaculate Seeds work with some of the best cannabis breeders in the country to offer a curated menu that growers and farmers can trust, built on a relationship from 1,000 plus years in the cannabis community. I mean, I think these guys are adding it up. I don't think it's one person that's 1,000 years old, I think. I don't know. I 1,000's high, guys. Like 50 is fine. So what these guys do, if you have home grows, farms, medical, recreational facilities, if you want selections of flowers, feminized traditional seeds, clones, they offer DNA testing kits, they ship coast to coast and international shipping. And they currently have a summer sale, 20 to 50% off everything on the menu. Mention touchdowns all day when ordering and get a free pack of seeds with your order and get entered to win tickets. We're giving away tickets, VIP tickets. Immaculate Seeds, check them out. Get some seeds. Start your gardens. Let's talk about Biscuit Tour. August 26th, The Intersection in Grand Rapids, Michigan. August 27th, Sacred Rose Music Festival, which is going to be massive. August 28th, Riverfront Live in Cincinnati. And then, you know, we got a bunch of other dates, but I got to hop into this show because it is time to roll. Let's do it.
We're mass communicating.
We're mass communicating.
Are back. Welcome to the Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast, episode 47, the High Sierra Music Festival show. Let's visit some of the jams from that show, see how the band played, see what's going on. Very excited for this. We have done, I think, a little bit of this on a previous podcast, but there, honestly, we could do the whole show because it just, the band was just on fire as last show of the tour, and you know, we were feeling it. We were feeling it. It was a good summer. So let's just jump right in. Here we go. Step on the rocket ship. So here we go. Here's our Tourist Rocket Ship Jam. I think this is maybe the second or third time we played this song. Maybe played this song four times or something. So we're just getting loose in these grooves, you know? And we're going to try and do these jams. These jams are supposed to be let's get loose jams, you know? We're not trying to go to some like real heavy predetermined place with these songs when they're brand new. You got to put them on stage a little bit. You got to listen to them on the podcast. You got to feel what the stage band version of the song is. Especially because a lot of these songs were made in a pandemic when you can't put the band in the same room together. So there is this second level of the songwriting process where we need to have the songs on stage in front of people, playing them, listening back to them. So this podcast is invaluable. And you can hear us kind of all experimenting with what the groove is and what we're going to do together. It's very fun stuff. Let's check it out. We'll be right back.
Stuck inside a world that's frozen. Do you want to step on the rocket ship? Do you want to step on the rocket ship?
Break into the Vox, gotta dig. That was probably just called on the fly. That was a very interesting jam because it had a lot of the qualities of the song in it. Maybe that could be some building block for the jam in the future. I don't know. Definitely. Ooh, a little key change. I like that. Go. We're doing some stuff here, making it happen. Yeah, you never know. Like, listening to that jam, it feels like there are some changes there. There's some places to go. To be honest with you, one of the best ways to find out where a jam can go is just sit down and play the song on acoustic. You know what I mean? Just straight up on acoustic, just jam on the acoustic where there's no, like, you can completely leave the song. You can completely go somewhere else. And I feel like sometimes you find a section that is totally different for the song and yet works perfectly along with it. And those are really good things to find, especially if you find them in kind of an organic, real way and you don't, like, try and, like, premeditate what that section would be in advance. Everybody's got their own systems. We got a little techno jam here. I like it. So we're going to cut here. Let's listen to the Moshi Famous jam and see how that goes. Check this out. It's going to be cool. So this is part of how you do a really long set, is you break up the sections into almost different bands, if you will. And you cut it into different setups and let everybody do different things and experiment. The Grateful Dead used to do drums in space. Led Zeppelin used to do individual band member things. Standard rock and roll stuff right here. Let's check it out. Thank you. It's really colorful in here. I like these jams. I wish we would do these jams like a little bit every night, you know, but it's hard to find a good spot to fit them when we're trying to make a dance party go down. But I really like these jams. They're super fun and it's a really cool vibe. Just like that happy, like sort of sparkling thing every once in a while, a little palate cleanser to the heavy kick work that we do most nights. And I feel like it always launches something really cool. Let's see what happens here.
Thank you.
Nice little top of another plan of attack. La, 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 la. Rocking it, rocking it. But we already did this on the podcast, so we're going to cut this one short. And we are going to play, let's play Twisted in the Road, because Twisted in the Road is new on streaming networks. We just put out a new version of it. And let's, let's play the new hot stuff, everybody. This song's only going to be hot for another 4 weeks, and then we're going to be on to another song. So enjoy this one while it lasts. We're going to have it out, and then 4 weeks from now, it's going to be a whole nother song. So that is the way that it works, folks. That is the way. Let's see how this live version goes. Checking it out. All right, so we have a nice little techno song building here. These songs work really well together. They're like, the keys are good for each other, the vibe is good, and this like big synth sound sounds great coming in now. So it's a little bit of Evolve to finish us off on the podcast today. Thank you guys for listening. Let's hear it. We'll be right back. right, folks. It's been fun. Really love you all. Great podcast today. Very tight. Not a lot of jams today, a lot of songs, but we like to change it up. Coming up in the next few podcasts are the roundtables, which is Bro Bible, Krunk, myself, and the Swedish Fish, Chris Lindvall, all riffing. Those are the next two, and those are hilarious, and those are coming in a week. So we just wanted to throw a little High Sierra in for those of you who haven't heard it. Thanks to Osiris Podcast Network. As always, hung out with Tom and RJ at the Fish Show a week ago, and it was really fun. So everybody's in good spirits, having a good summer. I hope you are too. Thank you for listening.
We're mass communicating.